The story behind the song. Thus, in nature's bloom and solitude, he nursed his grief till nothing could assuage. 'Twas thus his tender spirit was subdued till in life's toils it could no more engage. This verse might have been spoken of Henry S. Washburn, the writer of the words to one of the most beloved of all our ballads, for it was the hand of a tragic destiny that led him to pen the poem, which was later set to music by George Root. It is a scene of merriment, however, which first greets us. It is the home of 17-year-old William Grout and his parents in Worcester, Massachusetts. The occasion, Thanksgiving Day in the year 1860.
Willie, is the table set?
Yes, Mother. Now let me look at that turkey, won't you?
No. Now you run along into the parlor with your father and wait for Mr. Washburn. He'll be here right soon.
Oh, all right. What are you reading, Father?
This newspaper, Willie.
You look so worried.
I am frightfully worried. This nation is headed as straight for civil war as a ramrod.
Civil war? You mean part of the states fighting against others?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean, son. I'm afraid it can't be averted.
Well, but why?
Because 7 of the southern states have threatened to secede from the Union. As Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana... Mississippi, South Carolina, and Texas.
Secede? Why should they do that?
Well, because Abraham Lincoln has been elected president, son. And they don't like his attitude towards slavery. They know only too well that...
Oh, that must be Mr. Washburn. I'll let him in. Hello, Mr. Washburn.
How do you do, Willie? Mr. Grout?
Well, come in, Henry, come in. Here, now take Mr. Washburn's coat and hat, Willie.
All right.
Thanks, boy.
sit down here, Henry.
Thanks.
Well, Henry, what do you think of the national situation?
Well, it looks rather dire, doesn't it?
Terribly. Oh, well, I'm sure President Lincoln will be able to straighten the whole thing out.
Well, I hope so.
Well, Mother says dinner's all ready.
Oh, fine. Come along, Henry.
How do you do, Mr. Washburn?
Mrs. Grout?
I'm awfully glad to see you.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving just wouldn't be complete without you in our home.
Well, that's right, Mother.
You know that.
Now, come along.
Sit over there, and Willie there.
All right, Mother.
Father, you at the head.
All right.
There. And Mr. Washburn, as usual, will you ask our Thanksgiving blessing?
Our Heavenly Father, we ask thy blessing upon this food. May it sustain us for greater service in thy name. Upon this day of thanksgiving, we ask thee also, if it be thy will, guide our national leaders this day into right thinking. Guide the leaders of the several United States into paths by which the Union may be preserved. And we ask thee above all, Heavenly Father, that thou wilt spare the young manhood of this great nation from bloodshed. Spare mothers and fathers heartaches. and spare friends the sadness of empty hearts. We ask all this in thy holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, now, Mother, we can look at the turkey, can't we?
Why, of course, Willie. Willie's been pestering me all day to look at the turkey.
Well, you can do more than just look at it now, Willie. Yes, But the prayer of Henry Washburn on that day, echoed as it must have been in a million homes, could not be answered. By February of 1861, the seven states had seceded from the Union, and the Confederate States of America duly organized. Then, April 12th, 1861, Fort Sumter was fired upon. Civil war was a fact. The nation was rent asunder by conflict. There followed in quick succession definite and telling defeats for the Union armies. Baltimore, Big Bethel, and Bull Run. Then on October 21st, 1861, the Battle of Ball's Bluff, Virginia. The Federal forces, under the command of General McClellan, were facing the greatest odds to that time. The 15th Massachusetts Infantry, commanded by Colonel Charles Devens, faced overwhelming numbers in the boys in gray across the field. The tide of battle seemed destined to engulf the gallant Federal regiment in a wave of cannonballs, bayonets, and musketry. One of the junior officers of the regiment was Lieutenant William F. Grout, 18 years of age.
On, man, on! Sergeant Fisk, take your platoon and cover that position by that knoll. Corporal Dennis, take two squads and... Dennis, another gun. Come on, then. You two squads, follow me.
Mr. Grout.
Yes, sir?
It's suicide to take those men to that position. You can't do it.
But, Captain, it's the only thing that...
Cease firing. Retreat, men! Retreat!
Retreat? No, we can't retreat.
Lieutenant Grout, you've had your orders.
Yes, sir.
As his duty, in the forced retreat of the Union forces, young Willie Grout was commanded to arrange for the transportation of the dead and wounded across the river in commandeered rowboats and flatboats.
Lieutenant, do you think we can make it again?
Think we can make it? Man, we've got to make it. Row faster there. Bend those oars.
They're coming closer with them balls, sir.
Never mind. Keep on. We've only got one more load and we're almost at the bank. There, now get those men in here. Careful of that fellow. Poor critter. There, that's all of them. Come on, men, back to the other side. We've got a precious load here.
Lieutenant, they're getting our range, sir.
Never mind, I said. Keep rowing.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant, we can't keep on.
I'm in command here. Keep rowing.
The boat. Lieutenant Grout, the boat. She's sinking.
All right, abandon the boat. Each one of you take care of one of those wounded. We can't carry the dead to shore. Quick, abandon the boat.
Need any help, Lieutenant?
No, I'm all right.
Ow! Lieutenant, you're hit.
Tell Company D, I could have reached shore, but I was shot.
Lieutenant Grout, my God, he's gone under.
Thank you.
you think Mr. Washburn is coming, Father?
Why, of course, my dear. Of course he's coming. The snow may have delayed him a little.
It did turn out to be a mighty fine day after all, though, didn't it? The sun is so bright.
Yes, Mother, it's a beautiful day.
There he is. You let him in, and I'll put dinner on the
table. All right, Mother. Well, Henry, it's so good to see you here. Oh, it was very kind of you to spend this Thanksgiving Day with us.
Good afternoon, Mr. Grouse.
Oh, here, let me take your coat and hat.
Oh, thank you, but I can hang them up here.
It's turned out to be a beautiful day, didn't it?
I should say it did.
How do you do, Mr. Washburn? I'm awfully glad to see you.
Oh, Mrs. Grouse.
Thanksgiving just wouldn't be complete without you in our home.
Well, that's very nice.
Come right in now. Dinner's all ready.
Oh, and Henry, I'm hungry, too. I can
wait. Now, you sit over there, Mr. Washburn.
Thank
and
you.
Father, you at the head.
All right, Mother.
There. Mr. Washburn, as usual, will you ask our Thanksgiving blessing?
Dear friends, instead of a blessing this day, may I read very humbly something I've written?
What? Why, of course, Henry.
We shall meet, but we shall miss him. There will be one vacant chair. We shall linger to caress him when we breathe our evening.
We shall meet, but we shall miss him. There will be one vacant chair.
We shall linger to caress him
when we breathe our evening prayer. When a year